I can teach you how to bottle fame, brew glory, even stopper death.
Harry Potter fans will recognize lines from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone when Harry goes to potions class for the first time. Rob Ekman, the marketing manager at the King's English Bookshop, read from the books at a Harry Potter birthday celebration at the bookstore in Salt Lake City. The celebration included costumes, a scavenger hunt, and Hogwarts classes like Muggle Studies and Astronomy.
The thing with Muggles is their technology is very, very slow. If you were to take a picture of all of us right now, what would be the difference between a Muggle?
Harry Potter stories have a cult following and innovative ideas, but contain timeless storytelling elements.
First of all, we have a kid who's an orphan. Not an uncommon theme in any age literature.
Margaret Neville is a children's book buyer and a manager at the King's English.
He's got dueling worlds. He's got this evil stepmother side, and then we've got the school with all the magic. I think that classic good versus evil story still holds true also. People want the good guys to win.
Neville says Harry Potter is a story that appeals to all kinds of people, and that part of the lasting love for this series is because of the decency the good characters have for each other.
There's a lot of awareness that other people have feelings, that other people belong just because they're people or creatures or whatever they are. And I think that's a really important thing.
The magic of Harry Potter is rich and detailed, Neville says, but the books also have elements we are all familiar with.
This is a book where somebody says Snape is bad, but Snape is not bad. Somebody says Snape is good, but Snape may not be good either. And that's what the world's really like.
Reporting from the King's English Bookshop in Salt Lake City, for UPR News, I'm Tamsin Malloy.